Okay, we're holding Siman Reishit Zayin Siv Beis, page Kuflam and Beis. Welcome to Torah Anytime. Continuing with Hilchas Birchas Areach today, and a little bit of tomorrow, and then we're going to finish the Halachas of Birchas Areach, almost 2 weeks of it, and then we're going to start all the other types of brachas, Birchas Edah, for different nisim that are done to you, Birchas Agoymel, Shechianu, different other many different types of brachas. Okay. Zok the Machaber Siv Beis, and we're going to learn today about soap, shampoos, and toothpaste, different good smelling things. Ein mevarchet al hareach, ela im kein nase lehariach. You don't make a bracha on a smell unless it was made to enjoy the hanas reach. Hilkach, therefore, ein mevarchet al besamim shalmeisim. We don't make a bracha on the spices of a dead person. Hanesunim lemala mehamita that are placed on top of the mita. She'einam ela lahaver sochene shalmeis. Those besamim are there to remove the bad smell of the mace. They're not there so you should enjoy a good smell of besamim. They're there to remove a bad smell. If it's nasan lamata in front of the mace, then you do make a bracha because those spices are there for the covet of the alive people to enjoy the smell. We don't make a bracha on besamim in the Beis HaKisei. They're also there to remove, to overpower the bad smell of the Beis HaKisei. Not an oil that's meant to remove the zuma, the bad smelling sweat or other things that a person has on him. You don't make a bracha on these things. Deodorant, for example. Deodorant is there to cover over a bad smell. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on a good smelling deodorant. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Ches. Nesunin Lamata. It's in front of the bed. And that's there for the chayim. The live people should come and they should enjoy the good smell. Sounds like the regular guys were okay with the reach in the Beis HaKisei, but the istinis, he needed to bring this good smelling thing with him inside. He would bring it in to overpower the bad smell. Someone is going, he's walking, and he smells from far these smells of the spices that are there to overpower the bad smell of the Beis HaKisei. Ein zarech levarech, came in the bailim, also el lahaver hareach ra. Since the bailim, they made it only to remove a reach ra. V'afilu mischaven hareach nami ein levarech. Since these good smelling spices are not here to create a good smell to enjoy, they're there to remove a reach ra. Therefore, even if you want to enjoy it, you don't make a bracha on that smell. It's an interesting ha'ara here, number 5 on the side. It says, "Mashakasi b'loshem bailim bir ha'ar chama shenira she'ink havanasi b'dafka she'tzarech shak tzal l'shamish kemaver reach rati also the mishu bailim aleim." It doesn't mean that the person who decided is going to be a removal of a bad smell and not a positive good smell is the person who is the bailim. Ela afim huvul makam zayi de achar she'inim aleim. You come up and whoever brought it here, if it was brought here for the purpose of removing a bad smell, you're not going to make a bracha. It doesn't make a difference if you're the owner of the spices, if you're not the owner, whoever brought it to this area. If you brought it to an area that's full of a lot of people and you want to remove any bad smell, you're not going to make a bracha on that. Sifkot yin alaf ha'asi lahavir. Kigoyin, adam chaguvi mazia harbi. A person sweats a lot. Vitzarech losach guvi bishamnei bisamun lahavir zuhumas hazeya sharei chayra. He has to put himself different spices to give himself a good smell. In modern day, this is classic deodorant. The person puts on deodorant in order to remove a bad smell, or they spray themselves with anything that smells good. It could even be perfume and cologne, which we'll see anyways could be a shayla bracha of a reach she'ein le'ikar when it's on the guf. When it's in the bottle, we discussed already, when it's on the guf, it could be reach she'ein le'ikar, which is the next sif. But even if it had an ikar, the reason why you're putting it on your guf is just to cover over a bad smell, then you would not make a bracha regardless. Here you're putting it there so you should enjoy the smell of the perfume and the cologne. Then it's a shayla, maybe it's reach she'ein le'ikar, or maybe it's synthetic, all the different shmuzim. But even if you put it there, if you put it there just to overpower and cover up a bad smell, then for sure you wouldn't make a bracha. Huh? What's the purpose? Why are you putting it on for?
The one who shot in the actual smell, whether it's more like a pretty like foam kind of thing, it's also going to give you, confuse you with the good smell. I mean, I don't think people are just putting on soap that smells just to remove the bad smell. People take showers, then they get the bad smell. People put on because they want to smell good. People smell good, I smell so good. It's not like you don't smell bad. People are choosing their soaps. I want to have this smell, I want to have that smell. I like, you know, like the winter breeze, I like that smell.
So I'm gonna choose about what you're saying in 1 second. Let's finish the Mishnah Berurah and we'll discuss. We'll have a good discussion. You eat your hands while dirty. You touch the food. You're eating some wings, chicken wings, and your hands are all dirty and smelly. And you put some oil to remove that smell. There to get rid of the zuma, not to create a good smell. Makes no difference in regular oil or shemen afarisim, which is very chashiv. Since it's only there, the salik azuma, you're not going to make a bracha on it, no matter what, even if you enjoy the smell. Our Shulchan says, "Zok the heilige Aruch Shulchan." On this halacha, he says, "Afikach." Ain mevarach al b'samin shal meisim. You don't make a bracha on b'samin shal meisim. It's a haver sechardin shal meis. There's a haver sirchem beis hakisei. V'lay al shemen, you put on your hands. A haver zuma seyadayim. Ulechein. Ain mevarach al aburis shekaren zayif. You don't make a bracha on soap. Sheish bem reichos toibes. They have good smells. Ikreish al aburis with a haver zuma seyaguf v'harish. The ikre tachlis. The reason why you're putting on the soap is to remove the zuma. Happens to be it also has a good smell. And it could be like your small tiny that you also choose the best smell because you want to smell this way. But you wouldn't put it on just for that. You're putting it on be'ikr. The tachas is why you're putting soap on your body, shampoo on your hair, is to clean yourself. So if it's there to clean yourself and to remove any bad odor that a person may have, even though you're right, I'm going to choose the raspberry flavor over the lemon lime flavor, whatever different flavors, soaps and shampoos you have, right, the Old Spice and whatever, still, you just, once you're doing it, to put a good smell on. But the ikr tachlis is to remove the bad smell. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says, 100 years ago, a little more than 100 years ago already, he says, you don't make a bracha on any soaps. And I do think that's the halacha l'maaseh these days. You don't make a bracha on any soaps, shampoos, deodorants, anything that you're doing for hygiene, toothpaste, mouthwash, things that are there for hygienic reasons, to keep yourself clean and smelling okay, even though there's a good smell, you would not make a bracha on these things, halacha l'maaseh. Okay, Zaks of Gimel. Now this is disgusting, just saying that even if you were to take the bottle of the soap or the bottle of the urine and sniff it, if it's already on your goof, it could be in the next sif, we'll see it's Reach Shein Le'Iker. Once it's absorbed in the goof, there's nothing here anymore. It's Reach Shein Le'Iker. But even in the bottle, is you're going to take that, you're in the shampoo and you're trying to decide which one to take, so you're smelling them, which one you want to smell like, but the Iker Tachas, why you're using it, is to clean your hair and to remove any bad smell that you hear it's going to have. The Haver Azuma, the Melo Nobrach. Zaks of Gimel. Mugmar Shem Gamer Bayez Akelim. Mugwar means like you make a fire and you make smoke of good smelling spices and you want the kalim to get a smell. You want your clothing to get a good smell. You want your different types of kalim to get a good smell. Ain mevarach on alav. You don't make a bracha. It's not meant that you should smell the smoke. It's meant to give a smell into the begadim so that the begadim smell good. And therefore, even if you happen to smell the smoke, you're not going to make a bracha on that smoke. If someone smells kalim shehem, the already have this smell, you'll make a bracha. The smoke itself is a reach sheyesh le'ikr, but that the tachlis is to give a smell to the begadim, to the kalim. It's not meant to smell by itself. And the begadim or kalim themselves, that's a reach sheyesh le'ikr. So you're not going to make a bracha on that either.
This law doesn't really apply to the soap also, even if he says that soap is not made to. Even to take away the spar of it's made to take away bad smell, it's also not made to smell, it's made to something else, not made to smell.
If you want, maybe you can designate the soap to be, this is for smelling. Could be you can do that if you wanted.
That wouldn't apply even.
You're not going to use it to clean you.
And that wouldn't work even if it's in accordance with the Rakshot as far as that still would not work.
That would work. Oh,
so that would work in your regards, yeah. Mugmar also would work that way.
If I would designate it to be something which I would just want to smell.
Mugmar also.
Yeah. Among what you're doing, this
even without the svara of the
saying even without the haver zuma, I mean that is the svara of the Aruch HaShulchan that it's there. Oh, the soap is there that gives you a smell.
Yeah,
not meant to smell by itself. I don't know if it's meant to. I'm not sure. Here, what you're saying. Okay.
Why is soap different than tea?
Why is soap different than tea? In what way?
Be careful. Even if we're totally drinking, it's a very nice smell. It should be machmer not to smell it.
Because tea is something which is be'etzem, something which is Oymed La'achila. I guess to give flavor for Achila. And it's also maybe Oymed L'Reach. So it's like an estering, I guess, where it's Oymed L'Reach and Oymed to you. So if you pick it up to smell it, then maybe you would require a bracha. The Chazon Ish would say not, because the Chazon Ish holds you have to designate it only for smelling. And we don't want to get involved in the Shiloh, so we try not to pick it up just to smell.
The soap is after.
Soap is dafka for Zuma. Even that's what we said. That even if you pick it up to smell it, it's not going to make a difference, because this is, even if you pick it up, no one's going to say to make a bracha, because this is dafka la havra Zuma. So you're allowed to pick up your soap and smell it 100% without a bracha. Zuk siv gimel Mishnah Berurah. Zuk the Mishnah Berurah says, "Got your bays mugmar. Shasar from b'samim they burn spices. Umavir and kalem and begadim al gav ashan habesamim v'nikla harech b'kalem and begadim. You put kalem or clothing on top of the smoke, and it absorbs that smell, and now it has that smell." It is brought down on the side over here that on cigarette smoke smell, number 9, Gabi Asher shall cigariot, cause of Le'il, Maskanos Ha'achrini, you don't make a bracha on it. Chain cause of Asher Chuva, Chain cause of Aracha Shulchan, you don't make a bracha on cigarette smoke. I would think hookah is the same thing. These things are not meant to enjoy the smell, they're meant to smoke. And it happens to be there's a smell that some people may find disgusting and some people find pleasing. But that's not the tachas over here, it's not Oymed L'Hariach, it's Oymed to get the pleasure of smoking it. Zuk to Sivka and Yigimel, Ein Nevarkin, Alav, Bein Hamagamer Ba'atma, Bein Adam Acher Shalach Meriach, because the tachas over here is not to make a good smelling smoke, it's to make a smell go into your clothing. Skot Yidalid, Fishay Nas, Zon Nas, Miyum, Eschav, and Lingmar Kalev, a Gamla Riach, Sarach Lavarach, Lav, Da'am, and Gamla Riach. If the guy is making this bonfire, first of all, to put a smell into the clothing, but also so people should enjoy the smell, then you make a bracha, it's meant for both. And although that the Chazon Ish probably would argue, and the Goyim would probably argue, where it's aimed for both, unless you, if you're the Goyim, if you pick it up directly, but you can't pick up the smoke. So I'm not sure, according to the Vilna Goyim, who holds that a fruit, you have to pick up specifically only to smell, what he would say over here, where it's aimed for both. Pick up the stick, maybe. Tezvav, Ela Reach, Beloit, Balabatim, Shein Lehem, Nisamun, Lehariach, Matzei Shabbat Kodesh. Balabat don't have the summon to smell Matzei Shabbos. And they take a grinder where they already ground up the summon. The nikla barech marichin levarchin, and it has a smell in it. It means you use something to grind, you know, besamim, and then it's finished. There's no more besamim left in there, but it still has a smell because it was used to grind it up. Brachasa levatalahu, it's a bracha levatalah. It's a reach she'ein la'ikr. Once the besamim are gone, it's a reach she'ein la'ikr. But because of kanji, reach she'ein la'ikr. Now, place when you speak out, it's brought down on the side that many times there's some leftover besamim, a little bit leftover in there. You know, let's say someone has cloves and they have a grinder and these fancy spices where they grind it itself. So they have a black pepper like that and they grind it and you've been using it and making this really fresh geshmaka smelling besamim and then you're out, you run out. So I have a great idea, smell the grinder. Bracha levatala. But most times there's some powder, there's some stuff left in there that can make it, give it the din of reach she'eish la'ikr. That's what it says in the side. Yesh v'shuli akli avak mishiyuri havasamim, like there usually is. Mishabura reish shatik zayin says you're allowed to make a bracha. So many times there is. Huh?
Once you grind it up, the thing might evaporate eventually. That smell.
Yeah.
So if you smell in the kelim, it's smelling the smell in the kelim. You got absorbed in the kelim, and just boom, because smell is dust, it's still be bracha latal.
No, it has to have a real smell of the. Let's say it was clothes. You have to smell the clothes. But if you smell the clothes and there's no clothes there, there's bracha levatala. You smell the clothes and there's some powder there, then it would not be a bracha levatala.
You have to actually smell the powder.
That's what you have to know exactly. I think we assume it's what it is. It's a reach she'eish la'ikr. The ikr is still here. The ikr is still here. Okay, Zok Siv Dal. Zok Siv Dal. B'samin shal erva. What's that? Kankupa shal b'samin tali b'tavara. You have an isha who has a bottle of b'samin hanging on her. On her neck, or in her hand or in her mouth. You don't make a bracha on that. If you shall also the riach behem, the shem yavu, the hergon, the shikai, the kerev basar, it's also the smell of the person come to an avera with something which is also the smell. You're not going to make a bracha on the besamim. Zok the mishnah berurah to zayin shall erva. Perish shall isha she erva alav. Any woman which is an erva on him, ava pnuya after the mutter, by a pnuya. It could be its mutter. Now, most penuyas these days over the age of 11 or 12 are already considered, I think even 11, considered, neither he does speak it out. I do think, though, that is correct. Let's see. Have a kama achrena machmir, and afilu penuyah also, that days of yavah, they hear her. Even a penuyah who's not a nida. V'chol za afilu b'she ain't a nida. Means even if you have a person who's not a nida, you have a, let's see, for example, an older, you have an almana who is happens to be tahar and she's not a nida, but what's it called? She's a pnuya. Still, you will not be able to smell it, even though she's not an erva, because it could bring you to hear her. Ubisula shelanu shestamah becheskas nida. Same Arab besula who shestamah becheskas nidais once they're over the age of 11. She ain't on tables nidais, and we don't table them until they're married. Also the kuliyama to the chalal arayas saint in the olden days was banah mikdash when there was tumah tahara, so everyone would go to the mikvah, even the young girls that weren't married yet. Nowadays they only go once they're married. So mamela, anyone over the age of 11 is becheskas nida, and then she's an erva. And this is why even a gay hilchas yichud. So halacha is, when the gay hilchas yichud, I get distracted for a second over here, that yichud de'araisa is with an erva. One Jewish man with one Jewish woman who's an erva is yichud de'araisa. If it's a girl who's not an erva, then it's only yichud mederabana. The difference is, yichud de'araisa, it doesn't help to have a door that's unlocked. The door has to actually be open. And it has to be a place where there are people around. But even if there are people around the outside, it has to be the doors open, not just unlocked. Yichud derabanan, many say that it's enough to keep, Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think, held, and many passing this way, it's enough to keep the door unlocked. You don't have to keep it open, keep it unlocked. If someone has a cleaning lady, who is a guy, she's not an erva, and it's just him and the cleaning lady home, you leave the door unlocked during the daytime when people are around and about, so many would say that would be okay. If you have a 70-year-old girl in the house, and it's just one man with a 7-year-old girl, that would be yichud derabanan, she's not a nida, and then it would be okay to keep the door unlocked. However, once a girl's 11 years old, you say the becheskes nidais, and now already she's an erva, and now she's an erva, you have to keep the door open, you can't just leave it unlocked. As is a halacha. And Bedera Klal, Rav Shmuel Meir Katz, I was by him a few times, I heard this from him, he doesn't like the keeping the door unlocked by yichud derabanan, he holds you have to keep it open by derabanan also. So with the cleaning lady, he holds you should keep the door open. Many in the Velt are not machmer like that, and they'll keep the door unlocked. It really depends, you know, on the weather outside sometimes. But agav, so there are machmirim here. But for those who are mekel by yichud derabanan, this halacha, this fact is very negeah, because once they're over the age of 11, we have to be chayshu derenik. Then once they're neither, they're already is there a yichud deraisa? Zok the Mishnah Berurah sifkata the vayter, and this was sifkatan. Because b'shar tshuva shem brechi yisda afilu b'psamu shol ish v'nida asul areach. Even the Bissamma of Yishta Nida Asul Areach. Now, there are those that say, you know, okay, so if Yishta Nida, is she allowed to wear perfume? You're going to a chasna, can she wear perfume? So, two things. First of all, you're not mechuyiv to sniff it. You know, you don't have to focus on it. So, she's allowed to wear it, you're not mechuyiv to focus on it, and you're not meschaven lahariach bechlal. Perhaps that'll be a sor, perhaps not. And also, there's an argument that could be made that what's Asr is a kupa shel Bissamim, where she has a particular kupa that's hers and she wears it on her neck, holds it in her hand, puts it in her mouth. But if she just sprays it on the guf, lav dafka, that's what this sif is talking about. That's up for grabs. It's the big machlekes, but kapanim, there's definitely a tzad that we're discussing. Ishte nida means in the olden days they had a kupa shel besamim, which brutally they hear that was her besamim. And we'll see another nafkamina in the second in Zion. Sakti mishabur toli b'tzavar, yish me'achrin, shakas b'tzavar, lav dafka, shu toli b'tzavar. El regilas nagat the besamim she regilu lasis b'tzavara. Usually, the one that she carries on her neck, afilu hein munachem bekeis al shulchan gam kein nevarach aleim. Hayday zayavu they hear her makirav yaida. Even if it's on the table, we're talking about like a kupa of besamim, a box of besamim, or a container of perfume where she wears it on her neck. She holds it in her hand. Even on the table, it'll be usher to smell that. Now they bring down on the side from the Arlet Zion that if you have an isha who doesn't wear it on her neck or hold it in her hand, she only sprays it on herself, then you would be allowed to spray to smell the kupa because it's not considered her kupa shel besamim. So what if she sprays herself? Can you smell her? Ishta nida. So yesh ayrim that it's only us to smell the perfume if it's a kupa shel besamim that she actually sometimes holds or wears. But there are others that are machmer and say no, you can't intentionally smell her perfume. And according to those, the eitz would be not to intentionally smell it. And it happens to be there. That would be the eitz of ishta nida by a kachasna where they would wear perfume. Okay, so stop over here. What did we learn today? We learned today, the Rav Shulchan said, soaps, shampoos, you don't make a bracha on because they're vir lahavra zuama, deodorant, lahavra zuama, we don't make a bracha on that. We spoke about reach she'en le'ikr. So once you have, even if you have a perfumer cologne, which would be mechayev in the bracha, most are not because it would be synthetic, etc. But once it's on the guf and it's gone, now it's already reach she'en le'ikr, and you wouldn't make a bracha. And any smell in the Beis HaKisei, also any ear refreshener is there the haver the bad reach no bracha. And by the some shall erbas, we learned about that once the girls are 11 years old the becheskas nida, now it's a shaila of yichud deraisa where the door the kuliyama has to be open, not just unlocked. And we also learned that this shaila of smelling the besamim of Ishta Nida, not so pasha. What the halacha is, does it mean that it has to be a kupash of besamim, or even if she's wearing perfume, does that also apply the halacha over there? And what to do if she is wearing by a chasna, and etc. We'll stop over here, and we should have a good night.